Hello and welcome to MetLife Stadium here in New Jersey with Andrew Mason, Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. This is Broncos TV on site. Week two, Broncos go on the road for the first time here, getting ready to face the New York Giants. First time a lot of these players have been in this building. First time I've ever been here. And really trying to see how the Broncos are going to follow up what they did week one with 7 touchdowns, 49 points, 10 days off, guys. And now they get to play again, Gray, for the first time on the road.
Well, they haven't played on the road in about a month, right, since the second week of the preseason. But fortunately, offensive coordinator Adam Gase said that that game was key to what the team wants to do, understanding that road mentality. We've been lucky enough on DenverBroncos.com to have rookie running back Monte Ball. I don't know, you may have seen, he's keeping a rookie journal all season long. And he wrote about, at Wisconsin, they called themselves the Road Warriors because he understands you have to have a completely different mindset to go on the road. And he's realized that in the NFL especially. He says he doesn't know what their nickname is yet, but they're going to have that mentality. They're going to be ready.
Yeah, and how will it affect how this offense works? Adam Gase was asked that question this week earlier back at Dove Valley.
I think anytime you go on the road, the hardest thing is the communication, especially in a no huddle. You got signals going on. You got what we're doing as far as our cadence. There's a lot of little tricky things that go on, and that's why you'll see the pre-snap penalties, and that's got to be a big thing for us to not let that happen. And the Seattle game, when we saw that on the schedule, we were like, this is perfect because we knew it was going to be a hostile environment. It didn't matter. Everybody would say, well, it's a preseason game. That was big for us because we had a full half to go through all our mechanics, and it was loud and it was hard to communicate sometimes, but our guys handled it well. We just turned the ball over, and that's what we need to avoid. You have to avoid anything bad happening. You want to try to, you know, stay as calm and as cool as possible.
That's Adam Gase earlier this week back at Dove Valley, and now on the other side, Eli Manning, guess what? He's got a couple of guys to throw to himself. Another really tough challenge this week, Andrew, for this defense.
Yeah, more than a couple. You've got Victor Cruz, of course. We know about him. Chris Harris is going to be facing him quite a bit. Hakeem Nicks on the outside. And don't forget about Reuben Randall. He's their third receiver. But he had over 100 yards last week, as did Cruz, as did Hakeem Nicks. And then Brandon Myers, the tight end, can make plays down the seam, can make plays short, actually led the Giants in receptions last week. And that's where the challenge is different for the Broncos this week than it was against Baltimore. Against the Ravens, you know, Jacoby Jones got hurt during the game. Dennis Pitta was out. Anquan Boldin was traded. So it was a very inexperienced core of targets that Joe Flacco had to work with, certainly inexperienced in a Baltimore uniform. Now you've got depth. You've got 4 guys that can beat you. And without Champ Bailey for a second consecutive game, that's where it's going to be very interesting. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and Tony Carter playing as the third cornerback, and also on the safeties to help them out in order to contain these Giants targets.
Right. Last week, Broncos gave up some pretty big chunk plays, about 6 of them 20 yards or more. I know that's something Jack Del Rio is going to want to shore up. And when everyone does fill the stadium, we haven't talked about it yet. We will now. What will happen, all eyes will be looking at Peyton and Eli Manning. The brothers meet for the third time. And all the hoopla, all the buildup, that'll all be going on pregame. Once the game starts, though, it will be Broncos-Giants. Peyton addressed that earlier this week at Dove Valley.
You're certainly playing a good team, and the focus all week is getting ready to play a team on the road, a team playing in their first home game, a team coming off a division loss that you know has a lot of pride is going to respond. At the same time, the past 2 times we have kind of, for whatever reason, lined up across from each other during the national anthem. And so you do take a moment there to realize that you are, that is your brother over there. There's a quarterback for the New York Giants in the NFL, you know, the same person that you grew up with. And so it is unique, and I think you take a moment to realize that it is special. But, you know, once the game gets started and all week, I mean, the focus is on their defense, and you can go out there and just play.
That's Peyton Manning, and that's going to do it for us here at MetLife Stadium with Andrew Mason and Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching BTV On Site. We're going to have content all day long covering this game on DenverBroncos.com. And don't forget, you'll see Coach Fox and Peyton Manning's pressers live after the game. Thanks again for watching. Enjoy the game.